When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here on Sports Grid, I'm Kevin Walsh. It's Game Time Decisions on a Thursday night. Big hour here. Joe Maddon, Joe Ranieri, and Dave Sharapan all stopping by at various points to help us go through tonight's cards and big picture outlook as well. I want to let you know the hockey slate here because likely these games will drop before Joe joins us. There are four 7-10 starts. Boston hosts Pittsburgh -150 on the money line. Totals 5.5 minus juice at 134 to the over of 5.5. Montreal, a home dog against the Sabres. Buffalo, -156. 6.5 is your total. That pointing towards the over juice-wise. Connor Bedard makes his Garden debut. A -465 number on the Rangers. Outrageous. Big-time total is 6.5. Does point to the under-juiced right now at -134, and then a little Flyers, Blue Jackets. The Flyers at home around -180. Again, another 6.5 total, but again, that juice is at the moment pointing towards the under. Connor Bedard tonight to record just 1 point, -156, not bad for Bedard, +320 for him to get 2 points, and then if you want the anytime goal score, you're looking at a 2-1 number there for Bedard. The assist prop for him, +142. So a couple of options there for Bedard as he makes the Garden debut. We are going to go to Davis Maddock, though, and get set here for a little same-game parlay. Davis locking in on this matchup between the Nuggets and the Warriors. We've talked, there has been some line movement throughout the day. 3-4, the number. You can still find it 3, I believe. Definitely 3.5s, as well as some 4s. The total in this game right now, 234.5 to 235. Let's make sure we bring the radio audience in. Appreciate all those here with us across the Sports Grid Network, including SiriusXM, Channel 159. I'm Kevin Walsh with you on Game Time Decisions. But Warriors, Nuggets, Davis Maddox, same game parlay.
All right, guys, we are back for another same game parlay over on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Continuing with the trend of NBA action, we have the Denver Nuggets who are traveling to play at the Golden State Warriors. The Nuggets coming off of a pretty embarrassing loss to Oklahoma City and then a fine win against the Hornets. The Warriors continue to scrap their way through this season. A little bit of a lost year for one of the greatest teams of the modern era. We are going to, of course, be taking the Denver Nuggets -3 on the spread. No Aaron Gordon, no problem for them in this spot. Honestly, Nikola Jokic just does continue to be the best or the second best player in the NBA, almost averaging a triple-double, 25, 9, and 12, and that is how we are going to add to this same game parlay. We're also going to take the over on 235. Then we're going to add Nikola Jokic to score 30 or more points, record 10 or more assists, and record 10 or more rebounds. Obviously, Jokic had to slay the Golden State Warriors to win an NBA championship. And that is, I think he's going to be up for this game. This five-leg same-game parlay is going to give us plus 1,218 odds, Nuggets minus 3, over 235, and Nikola Jokic to score 30 or more points, 10 or more rebounds, 10 or more assists. Good luck tonight, everybody.
Back with you here on the grid. Appreciate the breakdown there from Davis. Like where he's headed with the Nikola Jokic 30-point triple-double paired up with some juice in that game to the over, as well as the Nuggets getting the cover. The straight triple-double price on Nikola Jokic tonight checks in at plus 165. And that is, again, the assist category now down 8.5 at minus 140. The rebounds remain well expected at 12.5, and his juice is high as minus 124 right now. But it is this points prop that I am keyed on. To score 30 for Jokic tonight is plus 195. You're getting 5-1 for 35 plus. That is just using the FanDuel number. Let me look around here a little bit. Again, this is what hanging out with Joe Lisi does to you. You start looking for alts, and more alts. The triple-double number on DK is a plus 135, so nowhere near as good. So keep that in mind. If you're looking for alt points, plus one, much better on, much better on FanDuel. 35 plus is only 4-1, and then the 30 plus there, plus 155. So Jokic, big-time props tonight. You are better off just using, again, kind of the two primary books, because I know that's where a lot of people are locked in on. One prop I was looking to play, and I want to see kind of if there's some updated numbers on this guy, but it was Jonathan Kuminga. Steve Kerr has been trying to figure out who he can and cannot trust in his rotation. He knows Steph is a yes, and a lot of the rest of it seems to fluctuate, honestly. Kuminga, last game against the Magic, played 34 minutes. Now, if you could promise me that Steve Kerr was going to play Kuminga 30 minutes, then I would be on his over 21.5 points, rebounds, and assists. It was 20.5 earlier today, very juiced. It did climb. On a 20.5 number, he is 8-4 to the over in his last 12 games, playing 26.5 minutes per game in that stretch. When Kuminga this season has played more than 26 minutes, he is 7-0 to the over of, again, a would-be prop of 20.5. I don't admittedly remember if any of those landed at 21. If they did, it would have been just one of those numbers. But again, the key for Kuminga is minutes. That's the key. Will Kerr push forward with Kuminga getting more and more action? This is obviously a high draft pick for this team that they're hoping for, but it is tough to tell how much of these Kuminga minutes is it Klay Thompson, who's been in foul trouble in a couple of games in a row, or is it Klay not playing as well? Pajemski's recently pushed back towards the bench, so maybe that's allowing Kuminga to play more. Maybe Kerr loved his matchup last night. Kuminga, again, played very well, 19.6 rebounds and 4 assists against Orlando. He didn't play the type of minutes that, again, would make this a no-doubter bet for me against Denver. He only played 23. In that game, he landed on 21. I knew there was a key. He landed on 21 PRA, 13.5 rebounds, and 2 assists. So for me, Kuminga's a guy to watch. He would almost be a leap of faith kind of guy or an alt kind of guy. Could he get you 20-plus points? Again, last night he landed 19, but he was 1 of 5 from 3. What kind of workload you get from Jonathan Kuminga could absolutely, if you trust it, make the difference. But we're on Jokic in that game over 25.5, and we're on the Spurs team total tonight. When is that game tipping? At about, probably, I see these TNT games. Is it tip at 7:30 or is it tip at...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
7:47. Let's see if it says. It says 7:30. It could be a hard 7:30. If it is, Spurs team total over 118 and a half. Great spot for them playing the Bucks. We're on the second leg of a back-to-back after playing a game in Indiana. We are also live with our North Carolina A&T Campbell over. So I got to turn that on, put some eyes on. We're going to talk to Joe Maddon next, get some of you, get you all some picks on the hockey slate and a little look towards the weekend of NFL action.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to right here on Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh, joined by Joe Maddon. Joe, thanks for stopping by. How are you feeling on a Thursday night?
I'm feeling good. You know, since the new year has come around, hockey has been absolutely cashing out there on the ice, but it feels kind of odd. No Thursday night football game, right, Kevin?
Yeah, it's missed. It's fun. I don't think I want to do a Thursday night playoff game. Like, I know we have the Monday nighter that we're going to do, and it's so likely, Joe, that the Eagles are going to end up on the Monday night game, and then we'll be going to be on air. It's going to be a whole thing. It is what it is. I'll live with it. But I don't need to do playoff Thursday night football. Let's get into the hockey. Curious, though, four games did start. I know the odds have moved, but unless it was about Boston's up 1-0, everything else is scoreless. Just curious, did you like anything in those first four games that are underway?
Yeah, I'm absolutely smelling some upsets in these first couple of games that are underway right now. I do think the Pittsburgh Penguins are alive, and with them down that one goal, I would definitely look at them here on that puck line plus the 1.5. I also think you sprinkle on that money line because I know it's a hard place to win in Boston, but I love what we've been seeing out of the Pittsburgh Penguins. This team has been really stepping up offensively, led by Sidney Crosby, and I think he comes out nice and strong tonight. So I'm looking at that one. I also think the Chicago Blackhawks have an opportunity of pulling off the upset over the New York Rangers. I know how phenomenally strong the New York Rangers are, but something about this game, it just smells like the Blackhawks can come out and get it done. They always play really strong in the Garden, and I think they at least keep it tight. So if you want to look at them plus 1.5 on the puck line, I don't hate that either. The other couple of games here, looking at Columbus and the Flyers, a little bit harder to see what we're going to get. I did like the Flyers in the first period on that puck line, just laying the half a goal. You're getting plus money on that. And then the Buffalo Sabres taking on the Montreal Canadiens. I have a lot of faith in Montreal with Sam Montembeault in goal, but we got Jake Allen in tonight. I expect this game to go over, but trends do go under between these two. So we'll see what we get out of that one, Kevin.
All right, keep tabs on it. I wouldn't then. Now, you know, maybe you would miss the opportunity, right? But with the puck line, and now it's actually a live 2.5 at minus 148. But you know this, Joe. I obviously don't bet anywhere hockey near as much as you. I don't know if I could take a dog plus a goal and a half, sit there, empty net. It would break me, I think. But I also think, and I've noticed this, people that don't bet hockey that often, like myself, think every single game has at least one, if not two, empty net goals, and that's not really true.
No, it's not really true. And you really have to start looking at that when you're looking at teams that do cover the puck line, because there are those empty net goals that come into play that are really garbage goals and isn't a true implication of how that game really did play out to the very end. So even looking at the Sharks in their last game, that was an empty netter. I believe I'm drawing a blank on who they played, but it was an empty netter coming in at the end of that game. So the Sharks actually did play tight in that one. So you've got to look at these teams really break down these games and see if it was one empty netter or if there was two. That's why I really like isolating those first periods, Kevin, because you're taking out that whole factor in that first period and looking at the puck lines or the money lines in there.
All right, well, speaking of first period, Joe, I know there's a couple of angles in that direction that you're looking at. In the 8 o'clock window, the Canucks are favorites at St. Louis. Game total 6.5. What are you looking for here?
Oh, this is going to be a really interesting matchup because I do think this is one where the St. Louis Blues actually have the opportunity of getting the win. We're getting plus money on them at home. But I think the safer bet and the better bet is looking at the Vancouver Canucks in that first period. This is a team that has been so solid coming out, especially in that first period, able to find the back of the net. Jordan Binnington is in goal tonight for the St. Louis Blues, and I think they can hit him and hit him early. You look at them coming out in the first period here on the puck line, laying the half a goal. And we're getting plus money on that at plus 158. I think this absolutely screams value. We know the St. Louis Blues like to play a more defensive style of hockey. And since the coaching change, this team has really been able to turn things around. They've been finding the back of the net more. But Demko in net for the Vancouver Canucks. So my faith comes in the Canucks in the first period. They're starting a long road trip here, Kevin. This is game one of a 7-game road trip. They're not back at home till after the 15th. That's their last game on the road. So they want to start this road trip off hot. I think it starts in that first period.
All right. And then how about also in the same window is the Nashville game against the Flames. Calgary is even money to win this game outright. A 5.5 total has minus 138 juice towards the over. What are you looking here?
I can't wait for this game to kick off, Kevin. I'm looking here at something that I've bet against Calgary in. And now since Jacob Markstrom's come back from injury, he's been phenomenally strong in that first period. But I think it breaks down here versus the Nashville Predators. The Nashville Predators versus Calgary have won the last 5 first periods versus the Calgary Flames. And I think that trend continues strong because Jacob Markstrom, if he's going to let in a goal, he normally lets that early one in. Now you can look at the puck line here. You're getting it at plus 180. I think the safer bet is looking at that money line. You're only paying minus 120 on the money line for the Predators in the first period. And why I think it's a safer bet is we could see this being 0-0. If Jacob Markstrom stands on his head, then you're going to get your money back with that push on that money line. But the puck line still screams value, laying the half a goal at plus 180. I think this is a lower scoring game. I think this one can stay under 5.5. If you can get a 5.5 out there, getting the alt line, I have seen movement up to the 6.5. It was plus 112 to the under 5.5 earlier. I think this is 2-2, and I do think it has the opportunity of going to overtime. So with the opportunity of going to overtime here, that's plus 340. Now, 5 of the last 10 meetings between these two have gone to overtime, with 2 of those going to a shutout. Or a shootout. I do think there's every opportunity for that plus money on the overtime bets. My favorite bet of the night at plus 340, Kevin.
Absolutely love it. I am sure that, I mean, look, there's a few good games here. Right? Bedard is in the Garden. People always like when Boston and Pittsburgh play. Av Stars looks enticing. But Florida and Vegas, right? Two top 10 teams in points. I see Florida as a road favorite. That surprises me. What does it say to you?
You know what? When you first look at this game, you're like, how is Vegas a dog at home in this matchup, especially after Florida won the last one? But I can't look anywhere other than the Florida Panthers in this. I think it comes down to a tight battle in this game. But you look at the current form of the Vegas Golden Knights, and they've been absolutely struggling, especially with Shea Theodore out of the lineup for the last 3-4 weeks. We also have Carlson out of the lineup tonight for the Vegas Golden Knights, which is hugely impactful. I'm looking at the Florida Panthers in the first period on that puck line. You're going to get value there. On the money line, actually, minus 118. Puck line you can look at as well. You're going to get that plus money. I think they start off hot and fast in this game, but I do think lower scoring, battle out here, coin flip at the end, first period Florida Panthers.
All right, fair enough. And then I believe the last play on the ice, we are incredibly going to get to it all, which is great. And again, Joe, we appreciate all the picks. Kings go up against the Red Wings here at home. A team total for you?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to look at the Kings team total over 3.5. This is a team that's been struggling at home, but they're still able to find the back of the net. They've been playing strong versus the Red Wings over the last 10, winning 9 of those. And I do think in this one, the only thing I can count on is them to be able to step up offensively. We know the Red Wings do allow that puck in the back of the net. So give me their team total over 3.5. They'll hit Alex Leon hard tonight here, Kevin.
Beautiful. Absolutely fantastic. Look at that. It's a good slate. I like this slate of games here. The more I look at it, Coyotes Islanders catches my eyes. Can Barzal do anything in that matchup?
Yeah. You know what? I think the Coyotes could pull it off at home, but it's going to be a high scoring one. Can't believe we got a 5.5 in that one. The Islanders and the Islanders allowed teams to come back. Look at the Coyotes.
All right. Something to look for
after they fall down.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Perfect. Joe, we appreciate it. As always, great stuff breaking down tonight's NHL slate. Coming up next is going to be Joe Ranieri with us right here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live on SportsGrid, it's Kevin Walsh, now joined by Joe Ranieri here on a Thursday night. Joe, how are you? No awful football game to be upset by.
Yeah, no, those days are over. Now we just get to yell and scream at week 18 games on Sunday, where we try to figure out and play guess who's playing and guess who isn't playing, because it feels a lot like bowl season here, week 18 of the NFL season here, Walsh.
It does. It does. And I, you know what? You just really made something very clear for me. See, Joe, you are very familiar with our both good friend, Donnie Wrightside.
Yes.
And Donnie and I today did a little radio. And Donnie had the, well, one team cares, the other team doesn't, moneyline parlay lined up.
Oh, no.
Because he feels there is no way, there's no way a team who needs the game could lose. And then I just remember that Donnie completely ignores bowl season as much as possible and ignores that for at least the first, 2 weeks of bowl season, every time you beat a number, it went the other way.
Correct.
So that just all made a lot of sense to me, Joe, and I appreciate that from you.
That's correct. Yes. Unless you've lived it, it's very hard to understand what we've been going through. And this is, you know, week 18 is kind of a new thing for us as well this year, so it's kind of a double banger where guess who's playing, because I don't believe any of the coaches, also Walsh, I believe not one of those coaches that is playing. I don't buy it.
I'll ask you this, and I'm going to ask Dave about it in a bit as well. The incentive stuff, right? It's incentive week. Everybody's tweeting out the incentives. I am now, at this point, I might just wait till Sunday, 12:55, and then just take a bunch of it under. I don't know. The books know. Like, the touchdown stuff, there's not that much they can do, right? I mean, they can give you bad numbers, but bad numbers can still cash, right? Where a guy is plus 320 to score twice when he should be 8-1, but people take the bad number, win, whatever. But I don't know. The incentive stuff, I feel like I'm going to end up getting angry and going the other way because I'm turning into a curmudgeon.
Well, you already know. You nailed it there. If we're talking about it, then the books already know what the incentives are, and they've already baked it into the numbers. So anybody who thinks in week 18 that they are getting some sort of edge because the dude's online to get an extra 250K, No. That's not how it works. And yes, and that doesn't, like you said, doesn't necessarily mean they're going to get that half a sack, unless, of course, you're Strahan and Brett Favre just let you sack to keep the record. But that's a whole different ballgame. That stuff doesn't happen, and we're not guaranteed that any of the people with the incentives are even guaranteed not only to get them, but might even be on the field here this year. Bigger fish to fry coming up in the NFL.
Yeah. Odell already ruled out for the Saturday game, and he has some pretty easy to get stuff, I think. But again, it's just Ravens are playing for a Super Bowl.
In the NFL, it doesn't have an incentive to get this week. Everybody has got something in the contract that they can make more money this week. Doesn't mean they're playing.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's go quick with the college basketball. Is there anything live that you are on at the moment? I know plenty of action, even if they weren't great games, did tip at 7.
Yeah, there are some, who doesn't love Fairleigh Dickinson, Merrimack? I mean, that is just a,
get excited.
A barn burner right there. I mean, I'm a little disgusted to say I'm on William and Mary right now as they're taking on Elon, two schools that absolutely nobody should ever be forced to watch play basketball unless you absolutely hate them. But all the games to me that are interesting are coming up a little bit later here tonight, like Arizona State, Utah, for instance, or Arizona, Colorado. So a lot of great West Coast games coming up a little bit later, too.
What are you thinking about some of the Pac-12 action? Are you getting involved anywhere? I heard the other day I was walking by the TV, and I knew you were kind of setting the stage with it was an in-game live breakdown. It's kind of the struggles for USC. I know they're maybe trying to start to turn around a little bit. They picked up a win in their last game. But tonight you've got 8 teams from the Pac-12 in action. Where are you getting involved here?
Yeah, no, well, I think you got two teams and two programs in totally different directions here with Utah and Arizona State here. There's just not enough offense in Arizona State for me to want to back them even as a home dog here tonight, because I do think Utah is one of the better teams. They have size, they've got athleticism, they've got great offense, they can hit from the outside, but they can also make your life very difficult with rebounding and not getting second chance points. I just don't see how Arizona State stays in this game. I think Utah will eventually run away with it late in the second half here. Like this Utah team this year. I think they match up pretty well with some of the big boys out there in the Pac-12.
11-2 start, 2-0 in Pac-12 play so far. As far as the three ranked teams from the non-major conferences, Gonzaga's looking for that bounce back spot. The JMU, it's whatever. Like, the AP top 25 doesn't matter, but they're also obviously not a top 25 team in college basketball. It is what it is. Are you interested in any of those three earlier games, Memphis, Tulsa included?
Yeah, well, you would think listen, Memphis is the better team than Tulsa, right? But this is what makes makes college basketball so much fun. It's one thing to be better on paper. It's one thing to be really good at home, but we're about to learn here in this first week, what can you do on the road? And I do think Memphis, who has a bunch of very experienced roster here. It's an older roster. It's guys that have been around the block. And those teams tend to do a little bit better on those initial road trips like what we're seeing here this week. And I do think Tulsa's had a nice season, but there's levels to this. Memphis has been there and done this. They are battle-tested. I think they go in there and make quick work at Tulsa.
I like it. I like the Memphis group. JMU, not a sold. You beat Michigan State when the team looked like Izzo was completely done with the group. Are you interested in the two? You know, the NBA, it's a weird spot, right? No football. This is great. Let's get excited about the NBA. And then you remember, NBA primetime slates are usually two games, and then We get a Wembanyama game because Wemby matters. So that game's not supposed to be great, even if I think the Spurs can hang relative to the spread. And then Warriors-Nuggets requires Steph to play very well for that to be a good game. What do you think of the two NBA spots?
Well, Golden State has been pretty good against the number at home as a dog. They are, catching 3.5 here, maybe even 4. And I do believe that given how the Christmas game ended with, Jokic getting 20,000 free throws and nobody else getting a foul called against them, which was, made Steve Kerr get a coronary after that game. I do believe they circled this game here. And I thought they were fortunate to beat Orlando the other night, except Orlando can't win on the road. That's apparent. But I do think they're going to be up for this game at home. I think you're going to get maximum effort from Golden State here tonight. And I have no problem taking the points at home. If they can't beat them at home here, then you got some serious issues that you're going to have to address here, Golden State.
And again, the incredible thing is with the Christmas slate, if they got a great Steph game, if they got a good Steph game, they could have won it, right? Steph played very poorly, so I think he specifically should have a great game. But to what you said, and I've been talking about it on the show tonight, Joe, I think that Jokic has attempted 3 free throws since the Christmas game.
It's crazy.
Maybe he doesn't care about anything, honestly, right? And that's just that's the idea around Jokic, is he doesn't care, which I think is actually not true, but whatever, that's not the point. He should tonight actually show Kerr what it looks like if he foul baits all night. Trayce Jackson-Davis, who is now starting for Golden State, played 15 minutes and picked up 5 fouls in that game. Jokic should foul him out in the first quarter. That's what I'm looking for from Joker tonight, a points prop at 25.5.
Well, and you're going to get it. I think the stat that we got, though, was something. It's been forever since Golden State has given up a triple-double to anybody. But Jokic had 35 and 13 in the first game they played, then 26 and 14 in the other game that they played in Denver, both over the Warriors here. So they clearly have no answer for him. It's going to be fascinating to see how they approach this game here. It really is. What are they going to let and say, hey, whatever the hell you want, nobody else is going to beat us? Are they capable of doing that? Or is this simply going to be Jokic versus Steph? And made the best 50, whoever can drop 50 wins, that kind of game there. It's going to be fascinating to see. I'm wondering how much they're going to push this envelope here tonight with a hackathon on Jokic.
Well, and that's I don't know, and it's a really good point, if this crew is going to feel some, we got to keep a light whistle on Jokic. They might go the other way. Steve was calling out our guys, 10 free throws first quarter. That's where if you're Mike Malone, first 4 possessions, Jokic on the post, let's figure it out. Let's just find out what kind of night it's going to be, right?
Exactly.
And go from there. So, again, I'm looking forward to that one. Sounds like you are as well. I feel it's a comfortable assumption you're on in-game live tonight. Usually, if a show is live, you're working it. So have some fun, Joe. I will talk to you later.
Talk to you, man. Appreciate it, Walsh. Let's cash these tickets tonight. Go Hofstra.
Yes, sir. All right, great stuff. We've got Dave Sharapan, the pride. Sharapan, stop it up next with us right here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Respect, people. That's what it's all about. Let me explain to you what I'm talking about. We're on this North Carolina A&T Aggies Campbell Fighting Camels over at 142.5. At the 12:22 mark, we had the 20th point of the game for Campbell. We like that. We were at the 3:34 mark. We had still 20 points. Who breaks it? Elijah Walsh. Yes, that's family.
That's family.
Is he related?
That's what I like to see.
Is he related?
He is. Keep it going, kid. I'll tell you at the end of the game. That's what I like to see off the bench, Elijah Walsh. Right now, he's got a three as well from outer space. Looks just cousin. He's from England. This kid's electric.
Cousin. Hey, listen, get in there and get a basket.
Wow, overseas family. Let's make it happen. That is Dave Schatterpan, Sportsbook Consigliere. Dave, how are you, sir?
I'm great. I'm trying to keep an eye on this Penguins-Bruins game. And,
yes,
you know, you blink an eye, it's 1-1, it's 2-2, it's 3-2.
Wild one.
In the first period, game closed 6-under or 5.5 over. We were talking about it during a break. There's 5 minutes left, and they're still going. You like under? I mean, you've been changed. This game has nothing but juice.
I'll tell you why.
And say this is getting double digits.
I'll tell you why. This was a couple weeks ago. I was back in Queens. It was an off day. I was like, I'm going to take the day off. I'm not going to bet, right? Leave it be. Yeah. Just, you know what I mean? And then someone texted me a hockey pick. Oh, and I went, you know what? Maybe I'll just bet hockey tonight. So then I took my day off and just started betting hockey, which is ridiculous.
Right.
And I had some of these games. And these first periods were electric. Oh. I'm like, we going 3-0 in the hockey? We had to fight for our lives to work a 1-2 night on the board. I mean, it was an absolute dogfight, Dave, to get there. So based on that, I mean, this game might not have another goal in it. 5.5 bettors might end up, you know, seeing the window. I don't know.
Oh, man, that would be something. If the 5.5 gets there, that's one of the best wins in a long time for anybody with the under.
Yes.
I don't think it does. I think we get more goals. I don't know if we get 10, but I think
Fair enough. We
get at least 7. So we got more goals coming. You were back in Queens. Did you go back to the neighborhood? Did you get some pizza and do all that stuff? Is that what it was?
It was for like the brother's birthday. This is, you know, mid-December. When that was.
All right.
So I was here. Yesterday was actually my birthday. So we were at the Prudential Center. Thank you, sir. Appreciated. I know you didn't, because I know otherwise you would have texted. It's no worries. Appreciated. The wrestling was in Jersey.
Penguins
had to go. All right. 5.5 bettors are done. 6.5 alt bettors done as well. Wow. Crazy game.
Wow.
A lot of juice. Oh, no. Penguins scored, so 6.5 bettors life. I thought it was 3-all. All right, fair enough.
You're toast to
it. All right, holding on by a thread. That's early, man. That's early. Did you care that Bedard made his... Does Connor Bedard care he's debuting in the Garden? Does that matter to hockey players?
I think when the Rangers are good, yes. When the Rangers aren't good, no. But the Rangers are good. This is one of those teams.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying it because Jack's here helping out, and Jack helps out and does all the work behind the scenes for In-Game Live later usually. The Rangers are one of the top teams. I got guys, my hockey guys, telling me, start looking at those exactas, Dave. This might be the year the Rangers actually get to the Stanley Cup Finals. So, yes,
buddy,
I think when you make the debut –
yeah,
in the Garden against a good Ranger team, yes, it means something.
I got a good one for you. I got a buddy. Okay. I heard a Ranger fan also likes Duke. So he said, look, I'm taking any free bets I get, Duke national title, Rangers Cup parlay. So anything I get. And then Duke was hitting those little sputters. He's like, this team's terrible. I hate this team. They're ruining my Rangers. I absolutely, that's all I can think of. I absolutely love it. Let me handle this with you just because we just talked about it with Ranieri. We can get into some of the lines and stuff. The incentives. Yeah. I don't know. I try and be self-aware. And somewhere along the lines, I did turn. There are certain aspects where I'm a bit of a curmudgeon. And the incentive stuff bothers me.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't see the incentive stuff and go, let's attack it. I'm like, I hope it all loses. And I mean, that's it. I don't know. But here's my thing.
Yeah.
And this is what Ranieri said. And I think this has got to be well known.
the guy on Twitter tweeting out, hey, Hopkins needs 50 yards. The guys in the room are not like, hey, man, what do you think, Hopkins today, 47.5? Like, they also know Hopkins needs whatever you want him to get. They know it.
Yeah. This is, I feel like you just came into the room. I've always wanted you in the room, but I feel like you just came in a room listening to you get a little curmudgeon-like, get a little bit like, I hope it all loses, because it's annoying. It's jumped the shark, to use a term that, you know, because you have a little bit of an old soul, but a lot of the kids have no idea what we're talking about. It's too late. The value has been completely sucked out of it like a brand new vacuum cleaner would. You know what I'm saying? If you got a brand new vacuum cleaner and you used it, it would get it all out. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
So exactly.
It would be one of those things.
Took me a bounce. It took me a bounce. I'm trying to calculate North Carolina totals, and that took me a second, but I got on the second one. All right, keep going. All right, keep going.
You're on fire. You got to look at them, I think, with a grain of salt. And the book guys now, no one ever used to look at them. And say like 4 years ago, like the year before the COVID and all this other stuff, there was real value and there was real opportunity when player props became more prevalent. Now, if a guy needs 47, guess what his total is? It's like 60.
60?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a plus. There's a plus tax on all of it. If they know you're going to bet over, book guys go, okay, we used to get killed on these things. Now we're not going to get killed. We're going to try to get some action the other way. And what we're going to do is, they may hit the incentive, but they may not hit the bet. So I'm with you. It's going to happen, K-Dub. You're in a business and you're actually living the life. You're going to get curmudgeon-like with a lot of things. Next will be the draft. The draft betting, you're going to go, what are we doing? Why are we doing this? We'll worry about that at a different time. But I couldn't agree more with you. I interested to listen to about it, and I think it makes for interesting content, but I think we can use it to handicap the game better. That's all I'm interested in.
And again, I'm not, like, it is valuable information, right? I just think at times it lacks, to your point, context, right? Because so let's just say player A, B, C, and D all need 70 receiving yards, right? Or let's say they all need 50, right? So then the book makes every guy's prop 65.5. So then you know what we'll do? We'll parlay them. Well, guess what happens? 3-1, and you get it goes wrong. So I just think that's kind of where it is. I get it. I'm not saying there's not value to it, but it is not as straightforward as DeAndre Hopkins needs 7 catches. And Tennessee Titans are trying to ruin the Jaguars season. I mean, I'm not sure if Mike Vrabel says, all right, listen, first 7 plays, throw the ball to Hopkins. Because hey, you know what? We had 5 wins this year. You know what we need to do? Make sure we give Hopkins an extra $1 million. Why? You got an argument I saw that with Will Levis. Like, do we really care about what? I might not play Hopkins. I go limited snap count maybe if I'm Mike Vrabel.
Right.
So again, that's just context. And more context there. With the NFL, though, and again, kind of all these lines are, I imagine, and this is still a lesson I think at times I'm learning, admittedly, that the line of Pittsburgh -4 is not the books are telling you the Steelers are 4-point bettors. They have been pushed to make the line -4, because that's all anybody keeps doing is betting Pittsburgh.
Correct.
Well, again, because then you always ask this question, well, who's betting Ravens? I now feel like I always end up the answer to that question. I'm betting Ravens. There's no way I'm not betting Ravens +4. You got to be kidding me.
Same exact thinking. The dog in this game is 12-0 in their last 12 meetings, Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Context, no context, playing nobody, not playing nobody. Huntley's playing. He's a capable backup. Steelers don't score a lot of points. Now, they have looked much better since Rudolph's been under center.
Wow.
Steelers are going to win a game. They're going to win by 3. You already know. You already know the way this is going to go. No one's showing their hand because when you're waiting to bet the Ravens, you're waiting to get the highest number you can. I don't think we're there yet. I think we'll get a 4.5. That'll pop. You're not getting the 5K, Dub. So if you see a 4.5, grab it while you can. We get an ugly football game. Bad weather, apparently. Under 17-14 or 20-17. Pittsburgh wins. Lives to see Sunday. But I don't think they're going to make the playoffs the way it's going to play out. I hope they do.
And I know you do. But can I also just say this? Right? This is where the Steelers are using their third string quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know he has played better in this little run here than Pickett had and obviously Trubisky. Mike McDonald has been so good for Baltimore, their defensive coordinator, that in an age where typically it's like, hey, you got to get an offensive guy, got to get an offensive guy. Everybody watches the McDonald defense and goes, let me tell you right now, this guy's a surefire hire this cycle.
Yes.
He's still in charge. Yes. He's still in charge. And I don't know. And maybe, yes, there is a part of me that wants Baltimore to beat Pittsburgh because I don't want Steelers in the playoffs. And as a preseason Buffalo Bills Super Bowl prediction, I'd rather their season not be on the line Sunday, even if I think they can win the game. Right. I'd rather that not be the case.
Right.
So, but I just, Pittsburgh is not the type of team where I go, sign, seal, delivered. I mean, come on now. I mean, they're going to walk this thing. No. Like, I'm hearing conversations around Pittsburgh like they're booked like a 9-point favorite. The line's full. Again, like you said, it's Ravens Steelers, too. What are we doing here? There aren't that many real rivalries in football in the NFL because everybody matters. It kind of. On a year-to-year basis, it feels like everybody matters. Ravens Steelers is the realest. Is the real deal, right?
No question.
And the idea that Harbaugh's like, hey, Mike, would love to see you in the playoffs. And now, I did see, by the way, the idea of if you're Baltimore, wouldn't it be smart to lose to open the door for Buffalo to fall out? Now, that's fair. I don't think that's how the Ravens operate.
Road's going through Baltimore. They know they got to beat everybody that comes. At least they're coming to their house. They're going to play. I think they're going to give you an honest effort, especially on defense. Sometimes in these games when one team needs it and one team doesn't, you got to bet on the better defense.
I like it. All right, Dave, good stuff. We'll close it out with a best bet next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Great stuff there from Dave Sharapan. As we get set to close out Game Time Decisions, you'll be able to catch Dave on In-Game Live tonight with Joe Ranieri, so make sure you stay tuned here on the grid. I'm Kevin Walsh, and again, we're closing out Game Time Decisions. What are we going to do? We're going to give people the best bet. Best college game of the night? I would listen to an argument, the best basketball game overall. Arizona, Colorado, the Wildcats, a 12.5-point home favorite in some Pac-12 play. Give me the sophomore point guard, Kylan Boswell, over 17.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Boswell, step one, be at home. He averages nearly 6 more points per game at home than on the road. At home, he's averaging, if you round up, 13-5-3 at home. That gets you well over the PRA before you even added rebounds into the equation. And Boswell has hit this number in 5 out of 6, what I would label big games, 5 ranked teams, and then Alabama. Bama's not ranked. Trust me, that was a big game. And while Colorado isn't ranked, this is a big game tonight. That is an 11-2 basketball team that is top 25 in KenPom, and Arizona is coming off of an 18-point drubbing at the hands of Stanford, where they allowed 100 points. Boswell will have plenty of opportunity tonight because while Arizona's defense is going to want to step up a bit because of the last game, your total tonight is still 159
and a half, and the expectation is Arizona will do a lot of heavy lifting on that number. Give me Kylan Boswell over 17 and a half points, rebounds, and assists. The other basketball pick we have tonight that has not yet started is Nikola Jokic over 25 and a half points against the Golden State Warriors. Great spot for Joker tonight, as the Warriors will not have an answer for him on the interior. Let's get another 18 free throws tonight, Nikola Jokic. I'm Kevin Walsh. This is Game Time Decisions on a Thursday night. Appreciate you stopping by, and we'll see you next time.